Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You decide.
2020.
Presidential candidates are swarming the state of Iowa. You might not be able to find Iowa on a map, but they sure can. Ryan Burrow is our ABC News correspondent in Iowa this morning. Good morning to you, Ryan.
Good morning. It's that big squarish state right in the middle of everything. So right. If you use a dartboard, just go right for the middle. Yeah. So Sunday was the big Hall of Fame dinner. This was Iowa Democrats getting together, and there were 19 presidential candidates, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, all there. Joe Biden was not there. And it's surprising because Joe Biden said when he ran for president, announced his run for president and made his initial stop here in late April that they'd get sick of him here in Iowa because they'd see him so much. He hasn't been back since. He did not attend that dinner. And he says it was because he was attending his granddaughter's high school graduation party. Plans to state that to people today in a forced swing two days worth of stops here in Iowa. And of course, it comes the same day that the president is here. And we just got some release statements for what he's going to say, at least in his speech in Davenport, Iowa. He's going to hit President Trump hard on tariffs, something he says has been impacting negatively the American farmer. He's going to talk about climate change and some of the flooding issues that have been here in Iowa. And he's going to talk health care. Says he's going to offer a stark contrast with what the president's message has been and what the Trump administration has been doing over the last couple of years.
So Joe Biden is doing pretty well in the numbers, even for not having shown up, right? How does he stack up with the other leaders in the first group in the Democrats?
He's leading the way and is in that upper tier with Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Pete Buttigieg making some ground. And some people have criticized Biden, saying that he's falling behind and needs to get more ground game action. And this could be the beginning of that with the hiring of additional staff. It sounds like about 50 additional staff members on the ground here in Iowa. And of course, he'll be making this swing and trying to make his case in hopes that that begins to resonate among Iowans as well.
It's interesting that the people of Iowa, the people of New Hampshire, there are a few key states where they have a real expectation of seeing presidential candidates in person, up close, not just behind a rope and at a podium, but shaking hands with them and having pancakes with them. Is that attitude, is that an out-of-date attitude, or is that still how they operate?
They love having an influence on this election, and they most certainly do. Just you can tell by how many candidates are coming here. The small town I'm in southeast Iowa right now, this is where Biden's going to make his first stop early this afternoon. 25,000 people, but listen to this. They've had President Nixon come through here. They've had President Obama come through here when they were presidents. So obviously very influential, and the people love it because they get to see firsthand democracy as it's going through and judge for themselves. Don't think that everyone who's going to a Biden rally is going to vote for him, but they want to hear his message and want to see what he has to say before making a choice.
Really interesting to watch. Ryan Burrow, who is our ABC News correspondent, live this morning in Iowa. Thanks very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.